This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Welcome to our show on USA Radio Network. First of all, to all my Jewish friends out there, you know I am Jewish and was born Jewish mom, Jewish dad. Four Jewish grandparents, about as Jewish as you can get. And so, I'm not a big religious practicing Jew. As a matter of fact, I took Christ as my Savior 25 years ago. Jew who loves Christ and Jew who loves Christmas. I want to wish everybody out there in my listening audience and viewing audience who is Jewish a wonderful and solemn and successful Yom Kippur and a good fast and a good dinner tonight after the fast. So, welcome to all my Jewish friends to the show. And yes, there are Jewish conservatives out there. Yeah, the majority of Jews are fairly liberal, but it's getting smaller every day. As a matter of fact, I've seen recent polls that say even though 60%+ of Jews are liberal Democrats, under the age of 30 is 50-50. Or maybe it's under the age of 40 is 50-50. So the younger Jewish generation is becoming much more Republican. And whenever I meet a Jewish person who is a business owner, usually 60 to 70% of the time, they are Republican. Certainly the male Jewish business CEOs I've met and business owners I've met, 50, 60, 70% of the time, 60, 70% of the time, are Republican. And, you know, the rest, that's the issue. A lot of other Jewish people I meet aren't in business, know nothing about the economy, know nothing about business, get a safe paycheck. They're school teachers, they're professors, they're in the education business, and they are very, very, very liberal. But you show me the Jew who is a business owner, and I'll show you someone who's a lot like Wayne Root. So it's changing little by little, and I think people like me and Michael Savage and Dennis Prager and Mark Levin are changing it little by little every day. All kinds of things going on. First of all, I want to make sure everybody knows, I just got the phone call no more than an hour ago, that I will be the opening speaker for the Donald Trump mega rally in Las Vegas, Nevada. As I mentioned on the show yesterday, it's always a difficult thing. It's not like the campaign. You know, I was the opening speaker or the MC at every event during the campaign, but that wasn't for the president of the United States. It was a guy running for president. It's totally different now. I don't get notes from Donald. I don't get on the phone with Donald. He's not Donald anymore. He's Mr. President, and it's impossible to reach out to him. But he did make a request to my great friend Lee Lipton last week and all his aides around him, make Wayne Root the opening speaker at the event. And all the people who run the event said, you can't do that. You cannot do that because only candidates are allowed to speak. This event is for candidates only. And I said, call the White House. It's not up to me. Donald Trump, the President of the United States, said he wants Wayne to be the opening speaker, and they did call, and I guess accommodations were made, and I am the opening speaker, albeit a quick one. I think I just get some brief opening remarks, a couple minutes, maybe 3 minutes, and then I immediately introduce the state chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, Michael McDonald, who will then introduce all the big candidates, Dean Heller for United States Senate, Adam Laxalt for Nevada Governor, my great friend Danny Tarkanian for United States Congress, and then the President of the United States, Donald Trump. But the very first guy stepping up to the podium will be yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, and I'm very honored, and very honored to be introducing the great Michael McDonald, the chairman of the state, and a good friend of the President of the United States as well. But I did it at the personal request of the President of the United States, and in the end, it did win out. Donald wanted me to be the opening speaker, so they made accommodations, even though I'm not allowed to, based on the rules, candidates only. Well, you always break rules if the President of the United States says otherwise. So really cool, and I'm very honored. And I look forward to doing it, and I hear it's going to be a madhouse. It's the Las Vegas Convention Center. I mean, must see 20,000 people or more, and I hear the traffic is going to be incredible. And I've heard people say you got to get there at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon for a 7 o'clock speech because it's going to be hours and hours and hours trying to get your cars in. The roads are closed. You know, snipers in all the buildings leading to the convention center. Just an unbelievable situation when you go to see the president of the United States versus a candidate. And then, of course, once you get there, after hours in traffic and hours fighting for a space, then it's hours of screening by security and Secret Service personnel to get inside the event. So it's going to be a long, long day. And everybody who comes there, I promise you, I will hit a Grand Slam home run, and I will have you ready to run through a brick wall on behalf of President Donald Trump, the greatest conservative president in history, and the entire Trump team, which is Adam Laxalt for governor, Dean Heller for United States Senate, Danny Tarkanian for United States Congress, and all the other Republican candidates who are there. I will give kudos to all of them and get you all excited. So it'll be a fun day had by all after a long day to get in, or a fun night had by all after a long day to fight to get in. Lots of big news today. It's almost as if, not even almost, we're in a coup. Forget about almost. Why am I trying to be nice here? Why am I trying to be subtle? We are in a coup. And there are people who are committing treason, people who are committing insubordination, people who are disobeying the orders of the President of the United States. And then you've got this woman, this Christine Blasey Ford, who won't even show up because she knows she's a fraud and a liar. And she knows she'll be ripped to shreds. Her story is so ridiculous, unbelievable, and fantastic. And I don't mean that in a positive way. I mean fantastic in a ridiculous way. You know, you didn't talk about it to anyone for 36 years, and then you spoke about it to a shrink, and then you told the wrong amount of people in the room, and you know, oof, this is a joke. Sure, something may have happened. I'm going to be very fair and very nice here. Something may have happened to Christine Blasey Ford at one point in high school, but I don't think Kavanaugh had anything to do with it. I don't think she knows if Kavanaugh has anything to do with it. I don't think there's a single feminist out there who knows. This woman could be mentally ill, she could be a nutcase, or she could just be an hysterical anti-Trumper, which she is, being represented by a lawyer who's an hysterical anti-Trumper, which she is, and a lawyer who represents the Soros Foundation, and therefore can't be trusted with anything going on. How much money was deposited into a Swiss bank account, we may never know. Or we should demand to know. We should check out her records. I want to see her bank records, Christine Blasey Ford. I really do. But before we get to all the insubordination, I want to tell you the biggest news story of the day, in my opinion. Liberals say there's a blue wave coming. And the news media repeats it every day ad nauseum, every hour of every day, every news show. There's a blue wave coming. There's a blue wave coming. Democrats are going to take the House. And the new thing is, and they may even take the Senate. Really? So during the election of 16, I told you every poll was a lie. They were all fraud. They were all oversampling Democrats. And I told you again and again in 1,500 media interviews, Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. Donald Trump isn't behind in polls. Donald Trump is right in there. It's dead even. And if we come out in battleground states, we will win the election. And I was right. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be right again. There is not a blue wave coming. There is a red storm coming. How do I know? Republican wins a Texas special election for U.S. Congress last night in a district where no Republican has been elected in 139 years. Republican Pete Flores won Senate District 19 seat in Texas on Tuesday. I'm sorry, did I say Congress? It's a Senate seat. A crushing defeat for former state and U.S. Representative Democrat Pete Gallego. Flores and Gallego went head-to-head in a special election to replace former state Senator Carlos Uresti, who lost the seat after he was convicted of 11 felony charges, another criminal Democrat. This district has not seen a Republican hold the seat in 139 years. The last Republican to hold the seat was Andrew Phelps McCormick. He left office in 1879. My San Antonio reported voters elected political newcomer Pete Flores to the Texas Senate on Tuesday, flipping a Democratic district red for the first time in 139 years, further bolstering Republican supermajority in the chamber ahead of the November elections. A retired game warden, Flores defeated former state and U.S. Representative Pete Gallego. So this guy is a former congressman in an all-Democratic district that was won by Hillary Clinton by 12 points in the 2016 election. And he got backing from some of the state's most prominent politicians. Flores did, thank goodness. Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, Ted Cruz. and Flores' win marks an incredible upset in a district that political observers said shouldn't have been competitive for Republicans. Low turnout in special elections and high-level GOP interests helped preserve the victory. Yeah, okay, they love saying things like that. Hillary Clinton won the district by 12 percentage points, and so big victory for the GOP. More proof of Wayne Root's contention that we are coming out in waves. And you know what? What you just did with Brett Kavanaugh is so disgusting. You are such lowlives that you would try something like this. And before you say, oh, Wayne, you must hate women. With feminists will say, oh, you must be a woman hater. You don't believe her story. Her story was known. Forget about how bad the story is. Forget about how ridiculous the story is. Forget about she has no facts. Forget about she can't prove he was there. Forget about she has no witnesses. Forget about she's a nutty Democrat liberal who, you know, walked in the pink women parade with the pink vagina on her head. Forget about all, she's a professor from California. Forget about all that. She told her story to U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein in July. They've known about it since July and never said a word. The Democrat senators interviewed Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee, and never brought up someone charging you with rape. Never said a word, which proves the whole thing is a fraud. I don't even have to know that the story's ridiculous and fantastic and unbelievable and there's no one there to prove it and there are no witnesses. Forget all that. Even if the story was real and believable, the idea that Democrats would hear this guy was attempted rape and he's up for the U.S. Supreme Court and no one would bring it up, they'd sit on it and hold it till the very last minute in case they needed a Hail Mary because they didn't work with all the other stuff they did. They threw the whole kitchen sink at Kavanaugh and Cory Booker tried to destroy him and broke Senate rules to do it. And they released letters they had no right to release. And it didn't matter. So they used this as the last second Hail Mary. They knew it was fraud. She's never going to take the stand. They don't want her taking the stand. The whole thing is a giant fraud. It's another conspiracy by the Democratic Party, the same conspiracy tried to take down candidate Trump and then President-elect Trump. Bad, bad people. Evil, evil people. We are going to win Red Storm.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root War. I'll be the opening speaker tomorrow, Thursday, here in Vegas at the Las Vegas Convention Center. The big Trump mega rally, thousands and thousands of people expected. I don't know if we're going to fill it up. I think it holds like 20,000 plus. Maybe one of you, you know, it's wonderful. All my listeners are so good. Whenever I ask something, I'm on the air. I don't have time to look it up, but you can look it up for me. So many of you do it the minute I ask. Look up the amount of people held by the Las Vegas Convention Center. I'd like to hear that. Send me an email, wayneroot@gmail.com, and I'll announce it on the air. I'm a relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, and always Trump warrior, giving 180% to Donald Trump, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the state where we ban income taxes in the state constitution and allow guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. And it comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBAT, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio, my very first shot. I always appreciate that, and I'll always be thankful to Ed Stoltz and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They've teamed up with me for a very special offer. You've seen American Silver Eagle coins. We've talked about them on this show. And they're offering a set of a 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. 100 Silver American Eagle coins. And they're all investment quality, and you get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order today, you'll also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box that holds 500 coins. You can use it to store your entire collection or that you already have or the collection you're going to eventually collect. And so call them at 800-885-GOLD. Only get this offer on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. They're willing to lose money in order to win you as a long-term customer, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/roots. All right, so what did I just finish telling you? Every time I think something, it comes out of the mouth of Donald Trump. It's kind of amazing. Where I'm telling you, we are twins from another mother, and nobody knew it. And I'm telling you. And so Trump gives an interview today, and what does he say? The GOP will do much better than anyone thinks in the midterms. Just what I just said. President Trump doubled down on his confidence about the midterm election, saying in an exclusive interview with Hill TV on Tuesday he liked his party's chances given the growing economy. I think we're going to do much better than anyone thinks because the economy is so good and people do like the job I'm doing. He's talked about the possibility of a red wave for the GOP this fall. I got to get to Donald and tell him it's a blue wave, so we're a red storm. I don't want the same name as them. We are a red storm coming, not a red wave. Trump said his confidence is rooted in his experience in 2016 when he won the presidency against long odds and all the polls, and the pundits said he had no chance. Yeah, Wayne Root said he had a chance. Wayne Root said he's going to win for almost 2 years straight. I had just beaten 17 people, including the Bush dynasty. Then I beat Hillary Clinton and her dynasty. You can give me credit for Bernie Sanders at all, because I was part of all of it. I beat Bush dynasty, Clinton dynasty, 17 people. Never left center stage once. All true. You could check. I never left center stage, meaning I had the lead in Republican primaries from day one to the last day. And so the polls now show GOP in trouble. Big deal. They showed the GOP was in trouble with Donald Trump, and they were wrong. So I think I've done more than any president in history, Trump said. If you look at the things we've done with the tax cuts, including hopefully now two Supreme Court justices, he said voters will come out this fall to help him, particularly given the witch hunt he faced on the Russian investigation, the witch hunt. And so I'm with Trump. I'm telling you, Trump and I are always right about these things, and there's going to be a red storm in November. We are coming out with pitchforks. We are coming out with anger, you know, on our breath. We're coming out with a understanding that the future of America is on the line. We're not letting you impeach President Donald Trump, the greatest conservative president in the history of America. I'm telling you, we're going to have torches and we're going to have pitchforks and we're going to have, just blow torches. Whatever we need to have to win this election and blow the Democrats away. Trump also hinted at a new executive action on immigration. President Trump hinted in that same interview with Hill TV he will use his executive powers to do more in immigration before the midterm elections. I'll be doing things over the next 2 weeks having to do with immigration, which I think you'll be very impressed with. He declined to say what the impending action might be. Several senior aides told the Hill TV they didn't know what the president intends to do. Well, he ought to pass some way to build the wall with executive action. He ought to say it's national security, and therefore I'm grabbing $25 billion for the military budget to build the wall. Let's see you stop me. Executive action. Something like that would be great. And I think it's coming, and Trump made clear it's coming. And we think alike, baby. Brothers from another mother. Twin brothers from another mother. Donald J. Trump. Wayne Allyn Root. USA Radio. We'll see you in a second.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
The FBI will not launch a criminal investigation into the sexual assault allegations leveled against President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Former Assistant FBI Director Christopher Swecker on what the FBI can and can't do.
Well, the FBI has no independent jurisdiction to open up a standalone investigation involving a 36-year-old assault allegation involving two teenagers at a party. They do have, if they were ordered by the White House to reopen the background investigation, they could do that.
Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has agreed to contribute $10 million to women's causes and domestic violence awareness as part of the NBA's investigation into workplace conditions with his franchise. This all comes after a Sports Illustrated report that detailed years of examples of a hostile workplace for women on the business side of the operation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers,
help, please.
High-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV is always carrying our third hour, and somehow a radio show that's shown on national TV has become a huge television hit. I've got the biggest show on Newsmax TV, and our audience is four times bigger since Bill O'Reilly joined me. Three times a week, it's me and Bill O'Reilly discussing politics, and we have quadrupled in our viewership, and then a big announcement a couple of days ago, we cut the deal with, Comcast TV. Comcast owns Xfinity, so we've added 30 million cable homes. We will now be viewed in 80 million homes, and the number one show on the network, The Wayne Allen Root Show, starring Wayne Root and Bill O'Reilly. So, big stuff going on with Newsmax TV. If you don't already get it, make sure you call this number toll-free, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and Newsmax will connect you to your local cable system, and you could tell them, I demand you pick up Newsmax TV, just like Comcast just did, now on 30 million homes in Xfinity. And if you don't do it, I'll just join DirecTV or I'll join Dish TV. Lots of options out there. Call 844-500-6397. All right, my guest is one of the great Donald Trump guys in the world, the guy who coined the phrase, let Trump be Trump, Corey Lewandowski, the original Trump campaign manager, co-author of the book, Let Trump Be Trump, the inside story of his rise to the presidency, and now a big shot with the whole Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, and his organization, his office, Corey Lewandowski. Hey, Corey, how are you?
I'm doing great, Wayne. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'll be opening tomorrow's Trump event, just found out minutes ago, and I'll have the honor of introducing the MC for the night, which is our state chairman, Michael McDonald. Great honor to introduce him. So I'll give my opening remarks, then I'll bring Michael on stage, and then Michael will bring our governor and Senate and congressional candidates, as well as the president of the United States, Donald Trump. So big day for me, personal request of the president that I'm involved on the stage, the only non-candidate. And my only regret is that you're not coming down for this thing, because I would have had a chance to hang out with you a little bit. I always love seeing you, Corey.
You know, Wayne, I would have loved to have come on the trip tomorrow. I was there just less than 2 weeks ago when Vice President Mike Pence made the trip to Las Vegas. We flew out and flew back in a day. And look, this is now really campaign season for Mr. Trump and Mr. Pence. They are on the trail. They're out campaigning for Senate candidates, congressional candidates across the country. And your state, as you know, is ground zero. It is imperative that the people return Dean Heller to Washington, D.C. We've got an opportunity to win a couple great congressional districts in your state. You know, we are much more competitive than the Democrats want to admit. And I'll tell you, look, if the election were held today, we've got real pickup opportunities in Nevada, because Nevada 3, the open seat, Tarkanian is doing very well there. Nevada 4, we're doing very well. And in the Senate race, this could be the race that puts us over the top in expanding our majority. We need to keep Dean Heller in the U.S. Senate so that we can expand our majorities, so the president, the vice president have more friends in Washington who are going to vote to advance their agenda.
Yeah, listen, it's not just Nevada. The opportunities are everywhere, because very few people know it, because the media won't cover it. All they talk about is blue wave, blue wave, blue waves, a blue wave coming. They're going to win the House. They might even win the Senate now. I think there's a red storm coming. And I've said this just like I was the only guy I know of in the country who kept saying Trump's going to win, Trump's going to win. The polls are lying. They're oversampling Democrats. I'm telling you, the average Trump voter doesn't answer to polls. And so what did we see last night? I assume you know it, Corey, but I didn't see it on the news. A Republican won a Texas special election for state Senate in a district Hillary won by 12 points. And the Republican won, the first time a Republican has won in 139 years. The last Republican served in 1879 in that district, which must mean it's a minority district. I would guess an Hispanic district in Texas. And Donald Trump's Republican candidate won. And I'm telling you that we are the silent majority, and I believe we're going to do very well in November. And I think this Kavanaugh hearing is one of the reasons. We're sick and tired of this nonsense. They're a bunch of frauds. They're a bunch of dirty players. And I think that's giving us momentum. Your thoughts?
Wayne, look, Washington, D.C., as you know, is full of partisan hacks and people who want to make their name for themselves here. We've seen it with John Tesser, who really went after Admiral Ronnie Jackson for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
We've seen it time and time and time again. We're seeing it now, and we're continuing to see it. And the American people are very smart. We look at races around the country in North Dakota and Montana and Florida and Missouri and so many places where the Republicans are now on the offense, where we're going to win a number of these seats in West Virginia, in Indiana, places because the American people are tired of obstructionists. They're tired of partisan Democrats who say one thing when they're in their state, and then they do something different when they come to Washington, D.C. You know, your listeners know this, but I'm going to remind you, not one Democrat, not one member of the House, not one member of the U.S. Senate voted for Donald Trump's tax cuts, which provided tax relief for the hardworking men and women in this country. It provided business tax relief. It provided personal tax relief. Everybody has more money in their paychecks because of it, and we didn't have one Democrat support. So when you see the candidates, you hear these individuals who are running on the Democratic ticket, they're running as the party that wants to get rid of ICE. They're running on the party that believes in more socialism. They're running on the party of higher taxes and more regulation. They're running on a bi-coastal party. They support the Nancy Pelosi's and Elizabeth Warren's of the world and the Chuck Schumer's. That's what's at stake. Look, Wayne, we have been moving in the right direction in this country. Look at your 401k. Look at the stock market. Look at every single measure that you can of success, and we are better off today than we were 2 years ago because of Donald Trump and his policies. We can't take the chance to revert back to the way we were going.
I'm with you, but I do think we're in kind of at least a subtle, if not an in-your-face at this point, getting stronger every day coup. It seems like it's a coup if you have the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ working against your own president. It seems like it's a coup if Donald Trump, as president of the United States, can order the declassification of the FISA FBI documents, and people in the U.S. Senate are literally demanding that the DOJ and the FBI defy the classification order. Isn't that insubordination? Doesn't that rise to a level of treason? Shouldn't people be fired? Could people be arrested? You can't not listen to the order of the President of the United States, can you?
Look, Wayne, it's very simple. This president has ordered the declassification of a series of documents, specific pages of the FISA application, specific documents as it relates to Bruce Orr, the number four person at the Justice Department, his 302s, his interviews with the FBI. And let me say this. If either the Director of National Intelligence or the Deputy Director of the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, do not unredact, keep them completely unredacted and turn those over, then there has to be accountability. The President is the only person in the country who has the ability to declassify those documents. He has now ordered that to happen. And what we will see is a continuation of the deep state that doesn't want to turn these documents over. They want to slow walk these documents. It is unacceptable. The president has spoken, and these individuals need to follow the order, or else we have a constitutional crisis in front of us. And I can tell you this, you know, the members of the House, the members of the Senate have been asking the president to declassify these documents because many of them have had the privilege of knowing what's in it and knowing that everything that has begun about this Russia hoax investigation has all been a witch hunt. There has been nothing that has shown anything, whether it was any collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. The only campaign that coordinated with the Russians was the Clinton campaign.
It's just amazing to me. And I mean, I don't know how you could say no if the President of the United States gives you an order and you say no. I don't know if you go to prison. Maybe you can, but certainly you're instantly fired. I mean, you can't say no to your boss. Your boss would instantly fire you. How can you say no to the President of the United States, the commander-in-chief of the military, the leader of the free world, the CEO of the economy? His word goes, doesn't it? Am I crazy? Or do you have a right as a government employee to disobey the orders of the chief executive of the United States of America?
Wayne, if you're given a lawful order, right, your opportunity is to either fulfill that order because it's lawful and that's the role that you're in, or you either resign or you are fired. That's how it works.
Right.
And the president has provided a lawful order. He said he wanted the immediate declassification of these documents. He wanted to make sure that the text messages of Peter Strzok and his paramour Lisa Page, you know, are unredacted. Jim Comey, Andy McCabe, we see these text messages. He wants them out. He wants the sunlight put on them. And what I don't understand, Wayne, and you have to answer me this, why has the media not picked up on this more? Why isn't the press saying, thank you, Mr. President, for turning over these documents? We want to know what's really taking place. Because what we're going to find, in my opinion, is once we see these documents, this whole Russian narrative was a hoax. It was perpetrated by a couple people in the Bureau of Investigation, a couple people with the Jim Comey and Andy McCabe and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Bruce Orr of the Justice Department, and then Clapper and these guys. They had an insurance policy to stop Donald Trump from ever becoming the president of the United States. And once these documents make it into the sunlight, everyone's going to know it, and people are going to end up in jail.
What about Kavanaugh? Tell me your thoughts, because I can't even believe anyone could go this low. I mean, the fact that, you know, if something happened, let's say something happened, well, then Feinstein knew about it in July, and they're talking about an attempted rape. She certainly would have asked him about it in a one-on-one interview, and all the other Democratic senators either interviewed him or submitted thousands of questions, and no one ever mentioned anything about a rape. So that means this whole thing is a joke, is a circus, is a planned, purposeful attempt that they held to the last minute to try and derail this guy if all the other stuff failed. And I don't know how anybody can allow this. You can see right through it and see what a joke it is, especially if she doesn't show up, right?
Well, look, Wayne, if she doesn't show up, what she's been asked to do, and, you know, they can subpoena her before the committee, and if she chooses not to show up, then they should move forward with the committee vote immediately on Monday and put Judge Kavanaugh to the full Senate so we can have a full Supreme Court when they start on October 1st.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Corey Lewandowski, one of the great Trump supporters in America today. If there's anyone that's slightly ahead of Wayne Root, just slightly, it might be Corey. But I don't know, Corey. I'm fighting you nip and tuck. He works for the Vice President of the United States. He's a great man. Corey Lewandowski, the author, co-author of the book Let Trump Be Trump. He coined that phrase, and he's one of the reasons we have President Donald Trump. So thank you, Corey. We all appreciate everything you did for this great country.
Thank you. We'll talk soon.
God bless. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. That was a great patriot. He's willing to fight like I am any way he has to. We are street fighters, baby, and I hope you all are too, because we got a coup going on, and there's going to be fighting to do. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Ordered today, it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909 or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love our Liberty HealthShare. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little, but there's a better way. And I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Our rights come from God, not from government. So stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My family's a member. My kids are members. I trust them in the hands of Liberty HealthShare, so you should too. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.com. LibertyHealthShare.org. Excuse me. Don't want to give you the wrong web address. LibertyHealthShare.org. I hope I've been saying that all along. Chris, have I been saying for the last year, LibertyHealthShare.org, or have I been just looking down quickly and going, LibertyHealthShare.com? It's LibertyHealthShare.org. 855-58-LIBERTY. Chris is just saying, Wayne, you don't know what you're doing. You're out of your mind. Something like that. Another article about the red wave. I keep calling it the red storm. Stop copying the Democrats. They have a blue. They have a non-blue wave, a dream blue wave, a delusional blue wave. We have a red storm. Hispanic Republican flips Texas district after 139 years. District hasn't been Republican since the days of slavery. I read that date. You know, last time a Republican was elected in that district was 1879. I didn't even think about it. Now, that's after slavery, per se. But it's the days of Reconstruction. Can you imagine? It's been since Reconstruction. So the district is bordering Mexico. It spans 17 counties. It's a 35,000 square mile district spanning 17 counties and encompassing a 400-mile expanse of the Texas-Mexico border. So I got to assume it's a really Hispanic district. That's why there's never been a Republican elected. It's a minority-majority district. It's all Hispanic, and a Republican just won. And if you don't think that's great news, and you don't think it means something that a Republican won for the first time since Reconstruction, I'm telling you it's huge. And there are reasons why, you know? Here's a reason why. Greg Jarrett, the Fox News legal analyst, says if Rosenstein, Rod Rosenstein, defies Trump's declassification order, he should be fired for rank insubordination. Duh, really? I didn't need a lawyer to tell me that. I'm wondering whether you can literally go after him and arrest him, perp walk him out and throw him in prison for treason. It sure seems like it to me. And how about what Trump just said? Trump just said exposing the corrupt FBI probe could be the crowning achievement of my presidency. Wow. Exposing the corrupt FBI probe could be the crowning achievement of my presidency. He was interviewed on Hill TV today, or yesterday, excuse me, yesterday. And he said the Russian collusion case, he wants to show the public the FBI probe started as a hoax, and exposing it could become one of the crowning achievements of his presidency. What we've done is a great service to the country, really. I hope to be able to call this, along with the tax cuts and deregulation, all the things I've done, in its own way, this might be the most important thing because this was so corrupt. And I agree with him. I agree with him. He also said in that same Hill interview, he eviscerates Jeff Sessions and says, I don't have an attorney general, suggesting the attorney general of the United States is AWOL and performing badly on a variety of issues. I don't have an attorney general. It's very sad. I'm not happy at the border. I'm not happy with numerous things. He's frustrated by Sessions' performance on many different things. Trump suggests he had a personal blind spot when it came to nominating Sessions as the nation's top law enforcement officer. I'm so sad over Jeff Sessions because he came to me. He was the first senator that endorsed me, and he wanted to be attorney general, and I didn't see it. And then he went through the nominating process, and he did very poorly. And, I mean, he was mixed up and confused. The people that worked with him for, you know, a long time in the Senate were not nice to him, but he was giving very confusing answers, the answers that should have been easily answered, and that was a rough time for him. And then, you know, obviously saying, hey, I gave the guy a break because he was the first guy to come out for me, but I wish I didn't. Senate Judiciary Chairman Grassley lays down the law in a letter to Christine Blasey Ford's attorney. That's Chuck Grassley, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman. He said he wanted the FBI. She said, the attorney, she, for the accuser, she, Ford, said she wanted the FBI to conduct an investigation of the incident before senators held a hearing on the sexual assault allegations against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Grassley reiterated in his letter to Ford's attorney that an FBI investigation is unnecessary. The Senate doesn't even have the power to authorize an investigation. It's not in the FBI's role to investigate a matter such as this. What he ought to say is the FBI can't investigate a rape on a local level. There is no such thing. They've got nothing to do with that. And there was no rape. It's an attempted rape. It's a woman saying attempted rape. Go back and look at all the players in basketball and football and baseball who women said he raped me and they never could prove it. And it turned out they were just trying to become a baby mama, something going on like that, right? And the poor players that pay out millions of dollars, face going to jail, lawsuits, and the woman entraps them. You don't think that happens sometimes? I think there's also cases where players do rape women. There's cases where Hollywood stars like Weinstein do rape women. And I'm sure in high school there are cases where women are raped. But in this case, 36 years ago, she reported it to no one, doesn't remember where it was, doesn't remember how she got there, doesn't remember how she got home. Come on, are you joking? The FBI is supposed to investigate? How would you investigate from 36 years ago something that no one witnessed? It's the most ludicrous thing in the world. Nothing ever happened involving Kavanaugh. I bet you anything. The guy is a Boy Scout. His former girlfriends have come forward to say he's the finest gentleman ever. 65 women who've known him since high school have said, finest gentleman ever. It never happened. Worn out.
Product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all locals.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Two.